This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Wyoming Republican Senator John Barrasso, who's also a practicing physician. Today, though, we're going to be talking about an issue of national security that he's part of, trying to eliminate funding for the trying of Khalid Sheikh Mohammed and his 9/11 co-conspirators in civilian court. The issue has become a hot-button one again as a result of New York City now backing out of its role as host of this trial. And, Senator, thanks so much for your time today.
Hey, Greg, thanks for having me.
You and a bipartisan group of lawmakers are trying to remove the federal funding for this, protect the taxpayers from this. So why this tactic?
Well, it should have never come to this. The Attorney General should have known better than to try to bring these terrorists to the United States onto our soil for this trial in New York City. It is wrong for so many reasons. Huge security issues, cost issues, plus it is just not appropriate. These people should be tried as terrorists in a military court, not in a court as if somebody had, just kind of robbed a 7-Eleven store.
Let's go through the reasons, each of them, in a little more detail. First of all, that they don't belong in these courts, and some say they don't even have the right to petition to these sorts of courts. Explain why the tribunal is a better system than bringing them before a regular court here in the States.
Well, basically, as you know, the American people want to feel safe and want to stay safe. And to bring these terrorists from where they are, off our shore, onto our shore, changes the status significantly. It gives them a platform, a soapbox, if you will, and a megaphone or a microphone to spew their venom against the people of the United States. It gives them all of the issues related to what rights in a courtroom are. And we just saw on Christmas Day with the bomber who tried to blow up the plane over Detroit, after 50 minutes, he was read his Miranda rights. He should have no rights. He is a combatant right off the battlefield who should be able to be questioned extensively and over a longer period of time. So it's completely inappropriate. This was basically designed by the Attorney General, in my opinion, as a show trial. It is not a proper place for justice.
What do you think the administration is missing here? They say that they're trying to prove that we can uphold our values and secure the nation at the same time, I think is the basic line that they use. Explain where they're missing the logic.
Well, it just seems to me that the administration is trying to make a greater effort to send a message to the critics of America than it is trying to send a message of safety and security to the American people. And I think they're just fundamentally wrong on that. They have a blind spot on this. Susan Collins, a colleague Republican senator from Maine, gave the Republican response this past weekend to the president's message on Saturday, and she said this administration can't see a terrorist in front of them, even when they're trying to blow up an airplane over Detroit.
Senator, is there a way to reverse this policy, or is now the fact that they've been granted this case in civilian court, it has to stay there?
Well, the administration is probably going to want to go down that line. I don't want to go that way. The people of New York and now the mayor of New York said, hey, we don't want you here. If this was just a safe, reasonable thing to do, why do they need $200 million a year for added security? And this could go on for 5 years. So, what we've done today is introduced a bill, nine of us in a bipartisan way, led by Senator Lindsey Graham, and Joe Lieberman was there, and John McCain at a press conference, as well as Jim Webb and Blanche Lincoln. It was a bipartisan effort to say no money at all goes for these sorts of trials to try people in civilian court, terrorists, people who want to harm us in incredible ways and have harmed us already in incredible ways. No money for those trials in the United States on our land, whether it's New York, whether it's Alexandria, Virginia, New Haven, Connecticut. You've heard of different locations. Clearly, the people of New York and the mayor of New York have finally said, no, not in our state. And I see that the two U.S. senators from New York have changed their mind now that they have seen how much opposition there is and just the ferocity of that opposition in New York City and in America.
Do you believe, you mentioned obviously it's a bipartisan effort, but are the votes there behind this bill to actually accomplish this?
Well, we're going to find out. We had a similar amendment offered in November, and it fell short by a couple of votes. But two of those senators who voted against us before have now changed their tune, the two senators from New York State. So we're going to continue to work with others because the this is a really a matter of principle. It's a matter of what's right and wrong, and that those trials should not be held on the grounds in the United States. They shouldn't be in a civil trial courtroom. They should be in a military tribunal.
What are you hearing from your constituents on this? I know that Wyoming is a pretty conservative state, so I'm sure they endorse your position. But in the pecking order of the issues facing the country, how high is getting this right compared to health care and job creation and all sorts of things?
Well, national security is right up there. You know, you take a look at that, and for many people, that is number one. The economy is certainly, and jobs are important. But if the president, as he said when he unveiled his budget, he said, and I think he was sincere, he said, if you have some ideas on how we can save money, let us know. Well, I have an idea on how we can save money. Don't spend hundreds of millions of dollars and maybe up to $1 billion over 5 years on bringing these terrorists to New York City, which would be very expensive. It would be completely inappropriate and I think a risk to our national security.
Just last week in the State of the Union message, Senator, the president didn't touch a whole lot on this issue, but he basically said that he didn't want to see a divided front on the issue of national security, that this wasn't the time for bickering, it's the time to come together. Did you take that to mean that he's willing to meet you halfway, or that you need to be quiet and see it his way?
Well, you know, it's hard to know, because yesterday when he was asked about this, he said he called us rank politics. And I view it very differently. I view it an issue of national security, and it's just wrong to bring them to this country for a show trial to, I think, try to show those who oppose the United States, how open-minded we are as individuals. I think that the American people know that safety and security is key, and terrorists should be treated to and deserve a military trial, not a civil trial.
Senator, we'll keep watching this legislation. Thank you very much for your time today, sir.
Hey, thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
You bet. Wyoming Republican Senator John Barrasso. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.